Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Experience the unconventional,
evening, boys.
The unpredictable,
what's happening?
And the completely unorthodox,
exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee, the late-night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Oh, there we go. And then it finishes with instruments, so you don't hear him say anything. Good evening, dear listener. A slow, gentle start to the show, I would say. You're right, Catherine?
Yeah. There we go. The headphones on the wrong way around.
Well, that will explain why you're hearing the end of the show first, you silly sausage. This is the Late Night Alternative. I'm Ian Lee. Catherine Boyle is there. We have Jay Foreman with us this evening. Good evening,
hello,
Jay.
Ian Lee. How are you?
I'm good. It's nice to see you. We've been talking for the last 15 minutes. Comedian, performer, writer, musician, all of these kinds of things. There's a reason you're here, but we're in the middle of quite a geeky Beatles chat. Is that right, Kath?
Oh, yeah. And I'll just go to my happy place.
If you want to phone in and chat Beatles with us, 0344 499 1000. There is kind of a reason to why Jay is here, and we will get to that in a minute. We're going to ask for some money off you as well. I hope you don't mind, dear listener. There is a great cause. Doesn't that sound cheesy? But there is actually a great cause, and there is a great way to donate money towards this great cause. We will get to that in a second. Have your phones and tablets and computers ready? Not much, a few quid, and you can pledge. What were we just talking about, Jay?
We were talking about the Beatles in some way.
In some way, but I can't remember what it was, and it seemed so important at the time.
Right, OK, so you were talking about Denny Lane, and then you moved on. First of all, you were talking about 15 minutes of the Beatles waiting to do their actual job,
okay,
and it being hilarious.
OK, I've got it. Time out.
You're in.
Time out.
OK.
So Tim Heidecker does this spoof cop show called Decker, where he gets kind of 60s and 70s pop stars to have minor roles in it. He's had a couple of the Beach Boys in it. And he had Denny Lane in an episode. Denny Lane from...
The Denny Lane.
But in the trailer for it, it was billed as, in tiny letters from, huge letters, Paul McCartney, tiny letters and wings, Denny Lane.
You see, Denny Lane should have known that was going to happen as soon as he decided to join a band that had Paul McCartney in it. He knew that was going to happen for the rest of his life.
We had Denny Lane on the show, and a lovely man, yeah. Really, really nice guy. And I said to him, thinking the answer would be, yeah, he did it all the time. I said, did Paul ever, during those 10 years you were in Wings, did Paul ever just sit at the piano and go, Denny Lane? And he went, oh, no, you never did that. I never thought of that, actually. You never thought that your name, Denny Lane, sounds exactly like Penny Lane?
I would have thought that's how he got the job.
You would think so, wouldn't it? Tell us why you are here, what it is you are doing. You're doing a thing with Mark Watson.
I am.
I love Mark Watson. I think he's one of this country's funniest people. I think he's
great,
wonderful.
Isn't he? So Mark Watson, every few years or so, he does his marathon show where he will do, this year it's 26.2 hours straight comedy.
Yeah.
And he's been doing this for years. And what he does every time he does this show is he asks comedians to come forward and attempt some sort of record-breaking thing, some sort of marathon thing.
Right.
So there's a comedian this year who's attempting to teach himself French in 24 hours.
And
I've decided to volunteer my services. I'm going to be setting myself a challenge this year in one day to play on the guitar and sing every Beatles song ever.
From memory. You're not doing the book. You've not got the book.
No chord books, no lyric sheets. All just my memory.
You're doing... Now, listen. You can bid on songs. Me and Catherine have bought a song for you, dear listener. We have bought Revolution Number 9.
I knew somebody would.
Well, we had to. I mean, we had to. We played that on air.
Really?
Yeah, we played it. And we added stuff on top of it. Imagine.
Did anybody notice?
No, I don't think they did. No one listens. It'll be great if... you can go on and if you want to bid a lot... What is the charity, first of all? Let's get that.
The charity is Dementia Revolution.
Okay.
And it is a combination of two dementia charities who are joining forces, and they are one of the sponsors for the London Marathon this year.
Okay.
I think.
Okay. And this is, and I know that you have personal, as most people do, unfortunately, these days, you've got personal...
Most people do. Yeah, it was my grandpa had Alzheimer's for the last 10 years of his life, and it was really hard for the whole family, especially for my grandma. So it's a cause quite close to my heart. So I'm glad to be able to raise money for it.
Yeah, you know, it's not a rarity, unfortunately. I mean, you know, my granddad had it. I'm sure most of the listeners, it will have cropped up somewhere in their life. People can go and buy or bid on Beatles songs for you to perform on the day.
Yes, so on my website there is a list of all 186 Beatles songs in alphabetical order, and next to it you can click and put your name.
So the website is jayforeman, Foreman.co.uk. jayforeman.co.uk. You click on there, there's a list of the songs. Here's some of the songs we've got available. Birthday is available.
No one's taken birthday.
I mean, whenever people say the Beatles never did a bad song, I point them to Blue Jay Way.
I once did a podcast where I had to try and choose what was my least favourite Beatles song. Yeah. And the three of us were arguing which is the worst song.
Go on.
I nominated Don't Pass Me By.
Oh, no.
Because, so Ringo only wrote two songs on his own for the whole Beatles career. Octopus's Garden, lots of people love. I suspect that he had a lot of help for George on that one. I think George might have been responsible for everything that made that song palatable.
Oh, if you watch Let It Be, you see George pretty much writing it for him.
Yeah, and because George is such a nice guy, he doesn't want to swoop in there and get credit because, you know, he's got enough money. But the only time Ringo actually did a song all on his own, it was Don't Pass Me By. I've talked about this before, but basically, this is the one opportunity he has to give himself a fantastic drum part, a drum solo even.
Yeah.
And it sounds like a drum kit falling down the stairs.
Yeah.
And there's no guitars, which is unusual for a Beatles song. And have you ever listened to and really thought about the lyrics of Don't Pass Me By?
You were in a car crash and you lost your hair.
Yeah, that's going to take some explaining.
But also, what's great about Don't Pass Me By is, I think it came out on the White Album, which was 68.
Mm-hmm.
And there is an interview from 1964 where Ringo's saying, well, I'm writing a song called Don't Pass Me By, and I think it's going to be great. It took him 4 years to write You Were in a Car Crash and You Lost Your Hair.
I like to imagine that he wrote it sort of one line at a time. He was doing it in chronological order. He got as far as the first line in 1964, finally finished it in time for the White Album.
There are some great songs still available. Cry Baby, Cry. Dear Prudence. I mean, these are masterpieces.
I should stress that if your favourite song has gone, you can still sponsor without picking a song.
Oh, can you?
Oh, yes.
Well, hang on a minute. Pick a song you like. Just because your favourite one's gone, I don't know, pick your second favourite song, guys.
I'm hoping...
You're trying to do this so that you don't get all of the songs covered and you can finish in 45 minutes.
Well, I have to play all 186 songs, whether they're sponsored or not.
Uh-oh.
But if they are sponsored, it means that before I start playing, I go, and this one here is sponsored by... I look down at my sheet and say, Ian Lee. And then I sing the song.
Ray has called in. Let's see what Ray's got for us. Good evening, Ray.
Good evening. I'm so glad you've got Jay on your show because
he owes you money.
I watch his YouTube channel, which is fantastic.
Oh,
thank you, Ray.
He does this song where he names all the tube stations on the underground network, and it's terrific.
Oh yeah, thanks for reminding me, Ray. Yeah, I've got a song where I sing every tube station. Forgot to mention that. I seem to have this thing about completing lists.
That should have been your opening gambit. By the way, before we talk about the Beatles, you know my tube station song? That really is.
What I'm noticing about you, Jay, is that you really like remembering stuff.
That's the theme I seem to be setting, yeah. I'm going to trap myself, and the next thing I do is also going to have to be a feat of memory.
Okay, so you're a fan of Jay's,
yeah.
Ray?
Oh, yes.
Okay, yeah. Anything else you want to...
Well, okay. Yeah, I mean, an easier song for him to do, if not that, is Bin Bin Bin.
What's Bin Bin Bin?
This is one of the songs from my comedy set, because I sing funny songs, and Bin 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 is an original composition. It's only about 30 seconds.
Can we hear it? You have a guitar here by coincidence.
Here we go. I thought I was going to play Beatles songs, but here is a rendition of my song called Bin Bin Bin.
Here we go.
Bim 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 bim. Second verse, same as the first. Bim 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 bim. Third verse, same as the first and the second. Bim 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 bim.
Thanks for this, Ray.
Bim
bim bim bim bim bim bim bim bim. Fourth verse, similar to the first, second and third. Bim 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 bom. Bim 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 bom. Bim 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 bom. Fifth verse, completely different from the first, second, third, and fourth. And then I held her in my arms for the last time. Sixth verse, same as the first, second, and third. Bim, 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 the end.
Fantastic.
Well, you're listening to Talk Radio UK.
Thank you very much, Ray. I made the mistake. Jay Foreman is here with us. jayforeman.co.uk if you want to go and bid on those Beatles songs. And it can be, look, if you've got a lot of money, put a lot of money in. If you've got a few quid, just put a few quid in. I'm guessing a few quid is okay.
Anything's okay. You can put pennies in if you like.
Oh, don't put pennies
but
in.
Don't.
Put a minimum of maybe 200 penny. But go on then. If you see a song, just put a few quid in. I made the mistake at the start of that rather silly song of making eye contact with you and then having to keep that eye contact for the whole thing. I didn't want to break it because I didn't want to let you down. I didn't want to let me down. I have put off live in concert. I've had dirty looks from both Prince and Neil Diamond.
Oh, really? Who made you feel the worst?
Oh, Diamond did. Diamond crushed me. Because I was very... I was like in the fourth row for a Prince concert at the O2. Diamond, I accepted an invitation I've never accepted before or since. I went to an audience with at ITV. And I was in the second row and Neil Diamond singing Cracklin' Rosie. And I start blasting out Cracklin' Rosie. And he looks at me as if to say, shut up. I am singing this. I am Neil Diamond. When is this... when is this whole extravaganza happening?
The event starts on the 27th of February in the Pleasance, London. But because it's a 24-hour event, my bit doesn't start until the 28th in the morning.
Oh.
And my aim is to finish all 186 Beatles songs before the show finishes at 9 p.m. on the 28th.
Oh, OK, right. I was going to say, if we were on air, we'd nip in and have some of it. Right. OK. I'm just... I don't know how to do this, right? Because you've got to have to earn your keep. I'm going to ask the question that popped in my head, even though it's rude.
I'm looking forward to this.
How good are you? I'm just going to... Can I just throw, like, a title at you?
Please do, yeah.
And you go for it. And then when we get bored, can Kath then throw a title at you? And then you... Can we do that?
We can do this as long as you like. I mean, if I'm going to be trained up for this exercise, I'm supposed to know every single Beatles song, all the lyrics, all the little twiddly bits on the guitar. So, I'm ready if you are.
Okay, you've got a good list of Beatles songs.
Yeah.
Do you want to start?
Okay.
Throw one at him.
Don't let me down.
Nobody ever loved me like she did. Ooh, she does me. Yes, yeah, she does.
Dr. Robert.
Be my friend, I said. And all night he'll be there anytime at all, Dr. Robert.
And your bird can sing.
Doctor, tell me that you got everything you want. And your bird can sing, but you don't get me.
Can we keep him?
This is the whole show.
You don't get me.
Julia.
Julia.
Oh, he's good.
Sleeping something.
Sleeping something?
Ocean child calls me. So
go on.
Back in the USSR.
Being around for something to be your AC. Didn't get to bed last night.
I don't know why it's so funny.
The way the paper bag was on my... Have you ever seen, by the way, there's a trick I do in my live show
where I get the audience
to shout out a song and I sing it where the syllables are delayed by one. So I'll just explain this.
This
is a trick I do in my live set where I'll give you an example. You know the song that goes, doe, a deer, a female deer, Ray. So if I sing that song, but I start singing it one syllable delayed behind the tune, it sounds like this.
Here we go.
Doe, a deer, a female deer, Ray, a drop of golden sun, me a name I call myself for a long, long way to.
Oh, God.
And so on and so on. But the challenge is if I can do that to any song you throw at me, so we might as well try a Beatles song.
Paperback writer, please.
Dear, dear Sora, madam, will you read my book? It's me, yes, to write, will you take
it? Sounds like me playing it.
It hurts my head.
Thank you.
It really hurts.
So I've got to avoid the temptation to do that syllables trick when I'm trying to be serious and raise money for charity.
So you're going to do all of the songs. We're going to let you have a break for a sec,
just for a second.
You're going to do all of the Beatles songs. How many is it?
186. I got that number from, have you ever seen a book called Revolution in the Head?
Oh, yes.
It's a great book, isn't it? So it is a list of every Beatles song ever recorded. And it's helpfully numbered 1 to 186 in the order that they were recorded. And that's the order I'll be playing it in, by the way.
So you're not doing it alphabetical. You're
No, I'm not.
Okay, and you're not doing bootlegs.
Nope.
So no shouting out Commonwealth or What a Shame, Mary Jane. None of that.
None of that. No, nothing from the anthology. No, nothing. No covers either, which is actually a pity because it means I don't get to do Twist and Shout or Money. That's what I want. So,
that's your encore.
Well, if I've still got the fingers for it, if my fingers aren't bleeding and my throat hasn't jumped out of my mouth, then yeah, I'll be happy to do an encore.
Jay, let's have a little break and then we'll come back. Go and get pen and paper, dear listener, because honestly, this is I don't know why I find this so funny, but it's just wonderful. If you want to phone up and have a word with Jay, you're very welcome to 0344 499 1000. He is working this evening. He is, you know, we are making him sweat. Me and Kath have chucked in a few quid. It's got to be worth it. It's for dementia, Alzheimer charities. I will give the link to go to his page, so you can pledge on a song if you want. I'll do that in a second. This is the Late Night Alternative on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Excuse me.
Oh, Dad.
Hello, I'm Martin Kellner.
And I'm his daughter, Ruthie.
We do a podcast. It's called Ruthie, Me and My Dad.
In which I tell him how he's wrong about most things.
And I explain to her who the Bee Gees were. It's on Acast and Apple Podcasts.
And all your favourite podcast providers.
It's a unique generation gap conversation between a baby boomer dad
and his Generation Z daughter.
That's Ruthie, Me and My Dad. Brand new episodes every Thursday.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee
on Talk Radio.
Yeah.
I've been lifting it.
You keep it down, we can hear it. It's all good. We've got Jay Foreman with us, a comedian, performer, singer, songwriter.
Rememberer.
Mm-hmm. We were trying to... I nearly remembered the name of the remembering guy, Dominic.
Yes.
Somebody. Do you remember the remembering guy?
Mr. Oh. Memory.
So he used to go on TV and flip a pack of cards and then recite it back.
Yes. We were talking about him. He's quite tall, had a moustache. And we couldn't remember his name the other day.
How ironic.
I know. And we try and avoid Googling stuff on this show.
I have emailed him in the past.
Did he remember to reply?
No, he replied and said, no, thank you.
He said, get knotted. I'm more than just memory. I can name colours as well. No one asked me for my colour act. No one asks for that. So Jay is doing a performance as part of Mark Watson's... Tell me the full name of the Mark
Watson
thing.
Mark Watson's 26.2-hour comedy marathon.
Jesus, that guy's insane.
He's done this loads of times. He used to do at the Edinburgh Fringe. He'd do a 24-hour show. And despite the fact that that would ruin him every time, he's now decided to do it regularly, and this time for it to be 26.2 hours. Apparently because that makes it more like a marathon.
More like a marathon. I love Mark Watson so much, partly because I was going through a bit of a tough time recently, and I don't know him. I've met him a couple of times, like years ago, and he just sent me a little DM on Twitter saying, hang in there, man, it'll be all right, which I thought was wonderful in this horrible, vacuous business. I don't know why I've gone all camp tonight, but I'm enjoying it. I'm sticking with it. I think this could be the new me. But also, he's funny, man.
He's great.
He's so funny. He's just brilliant. He does a wonderful show on Radio 4. Is he still doing that? They always seem to play the show on Radio 4. And I don't know if they're new or old.
If it's not on Radio 4, it's bound to be on Radio 4 Extra.
Yeah, they're always playing. And I haven't seen him do stand-up, actually, probably, God, for maybe 10, 12 years. But he's just funny. So he's doing that. Are there tickets still available for that if people...
Oh, I don't know. But if you go to the website for The Pleasance, which is pleasance.co.uk, then they should let you know. And most of the people that attend these shows, they go every year. They go every time. Because it's not so much a comedy show as like a cult thing.
And do they stay for the whole thing or do they do it in shifts?
You're allowed to leave, but not for more than an hour. Otherwise, they'll give your ticket to someone else. Apparently, most people that turn up to those shows, they do stay for the whole thing.
Wow.
They bring, you know, packed lunches and sleeping bags.
And wear nappies. So you can go for an hour. Go out for an hour and come back in having eaten something else.
Here's the thing, though. If you're in there for like 5 hours, and stay there, Dredge, we'll come to you in a second. You'll like Dredge, he's a nice guy. But you stay there for like 4 or 5 hours, and so you're getting a little bit high from it. It's a little bit, becomes a slightly psychedelic experience because you're immersed in this thing. And then you go out in the real world for like an hour. I don't know if I'd want to go back in because... I'd feel a bit dirty.
Well, that's one of the reasons I'm there. If people get bored of what's happening on the main stage, they can pop to the room round the corner where I'm going to be doing my Beatles thing for approximately 9.5 hours.
Approximately.
And I'm hoping that when people come to watch me for a bit, they'll be joining in and singing along, harmonising.
Oh, I see. You're relying on the audience to fill in the blanks.
How are you going
to
adapt to normal society after that?
I don't know. I think by the end of it, my worry is that after 9.5 hours, I'm going to be sick of the Beatles. I've never been that before, but I might be after that.
If you want to sponsor a song, pledge a song, buy a song, whatever you want to call it, if you go to Jay Foreman, J-A-Y Foreman, foreman.co.uk, and it's got, it explains everything, and then you just scroll down and there's a list of songs that are available. For example, A Lot of the Eyes, I'll Get You, I'm a Loser, I'm down, I'm Happy Just to Dance with You, they're available. You then go back up to the top and click on the Virgin Money Giving thing and donate, and it's for Alzheimer's and dementia charities. It's all in good cause. It's all legit, guys, is what I'm trying to say. He is legit. He will do this. The money will go somewhere good.
Thanks, guys. You're doing my job for me.
It's a pleasure, man. It's honestly, you're going to work hard in a second. Dredge, you're through to Jay.
So you're doing all these songs just on an acoustic guitar?
That's right. It's going to be just me and a guitar and probably the audience joining in and clapping.
Dredge sounds disappointed.
What do you want him to do? One man band?
I've got a prediction of the question you're about to ask me.
How are you going to do the end of Day in the Life?
Oh, he was holding up 9 fingers for Revolution Number 9. Our song, Catherine. It will forever be our song, darling.
Well,
can you play the end of Day in the Life?
Do you mean the bit that goes, is it never could see any other one? That one.
No, you know, the bit that goes...
You know Day in the Life.
Oh, you mean the really long note that goes...
Yeah, I was thinking keep quiet. Shush. Quiet, please. Not that bit.
Well, hang on, so you don't mean the long note at the end? You don't
mean
the...
The orchestral build-up.
The orchestral orgasm.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Oh, you mean that bit? That, like, I mean, okay, let me work it out. So...
Love to turn
That's as close as I can get because I haven't got an orchestra. Will that do?
That will do.
You do sound disappointed. It's got to be honest, Dredge. You sound disappointed. Yes, he didn't go up for the count of 21 or however long it is. I was going to be Mal Evans there going 1, 2. But come on, man. He's doing his best.
Yeah, you're doing very well. Very, 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 very well.
What do you want, Dredge? What more do you want from the man? He's remembering hundreds of songs.
I know. It's incredible. It's brilliant, yeah.
Quick, Dredge, just say a song off the top of your head so you can play it.
Okay, the worst Beatles song, Don't Bother Me.
Since she's been gone, I want no one to talk to me. It's not to blame, it's just the same, it's plain to see. Don't bother me, leave me alone. Don't bother me. I know well.
What's that? That's a great song.
Well,
it's a throwaway, but what? That's a lovely little jaunty dance number.
It was George Harrison just about finding his way. Although his second song, yes. You Like Me Too Much, basically is that spawned the career of the Coral.
Okay. Oh, God. Unlucky. Here's a question we always do, and I can never remember the answer to it. Dredge, maybe you remember the answer. Jay will work it out because Jay's brain is like a computer.
Is it four?
No. What in order of song? So the in order of songs released by the Beatles as we would have heard them.
Yes.
What was the first song to not feature the title in the lyrics?
Oh, that's a good question, isn't it?
Isn't it a good question? Don't you think?
Are you quizzing me?
I'm quizzing you.
And you know the answer, and you want to see if I can get it.
I can't remember. I can never remember. We,
I'm
going to
try and have
a lot.
Right, if I had a bit longer, I'd get it right. But is it Love You Too from Revolver?
I think it might be.
Because if it is, do I get some sort of a prize?
Yeah, you get Dredge. you get Dredge as your slave. It is Revolver. It is Revolver, and I can't remember.
If it's Revolver, I think I got it right.
Tomorrow Never Knows.
Ah, but Tomorrow Never Knows
comes after.
It does.
Yeah, you. It's Love You Too. Oh, yes. What?
Hooray!
This guy's great. This guy knows his onions and his Beatles.
Most of my Beatles knowledge comes from that book, Revolution in the Head, which has all of those songs in order.
Have you read the Mark Lewisohn book that's like 1,200 pages long and only goes up to 1962?
No, but I keep noticing that every time there's a footnote in Revolution in the Head or a Wikipedia article about the Beatles or any conversation about the Beatles, they refer to this Mark Lewisohn book.
It's some book,
so I feel like I've read it already.
It's some book. Rachel Lichtman, who is a kind of a satirist that I quite like. I mean, when the book came out, she tweeted, "I'm on page 896. I don't know anything about the Beatles, but I know that Ringo's grandfather stole a hat once." It's that detailed. Anything else, Dredge, before I cut you off?
Have you ever seen the...
I was too trigger-happy, Dredge. I apologise. Call back in. Simon is on the line. Good evening, Simon.
Good evening. Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening. What have you got for us?
I've got a general question. I want some advice, but if it's the wrong time, I don't mind calling back later.
Is it advice about Beatles records?
No.
Is it advice about remembering stuff?
No.
Maybe could you call back after 11? Maybe.
Yeah, sure.
Is that all right? Are you okay? You sound a bit down. You okay?
I just need. Well, yeah, I'm all right. I just want to pick your brains and the listeners' brains, hopefully.
Give us a little hint as to what it's about to keep the listener tempted.
It's about my cat.
We're in. We'll speak to you after 11. Speak to you. But big supporter of cats on this show. Big supporter of cats. Although my three. I forgot one of my cats. Then look at that. Isn't that? I mean, my two kittens are getting on my nerves. It's ever so slightly.
Well, and you encouraged one to gouge me earlier on.
Yes,
so.
I did. Quick, Kath, name a Beatles song.
Norwegian Wood.
I once had a girl, or should I say, she once had me.
The Inner Light.
Without looking out of your door, I can
go. While my guitar gently weeps.
See the love there that's sleeping.
You won't see me.
When I call, you are.
This is the best. I want to own him.
My lights have changed. I have had
the words.
Enough. Now that I know what I feel must be right, I'm here to show everybody the light. Give the word a chance to say.
Savoy Truffle.
Cream. Tangerine.
We're being mean and he's doing it. Go on, two more.
Strawberry Fields.
Living is easy with eyes closed. Misunderstanding all you see.
Everybody's got something to hide except for me and my monkey.
Come on. Come on, come on. Take it easy.
I can't breathe.
Take it easy. Everybody's got something to hide.
And so on and so
on. Oh, mate, I'm good. Put your guitar down. You've earned your keep tonight. We bullied you a little bit there. That was great. How do you know them all? Like, I guess that's the thing.
Well, some of them I've never played before. I'm pretty sure I've never played Everybody's Got Something to Hide Except Me and My Monkey. I've got this... I'm lucky enough I've got the skill where if I've heard the song once or twice before, I can play it on guitar straight away. That's not the problem. The problem is learning the
words.
Lyrics.
The words, yeah.
Actually, the biggest problem of this is... I mean, the fact that I'm going to be singing Beatles songs is immaterial. The real struggle is going to be constantly singing and playing for 9 hours whilst preserving my throat and my fingers. And basically, if I was given any 9.5-hour task to do, the way I would make it go quickly in my head is to think about the career of the Beatles to make the time go fast. Yeah. So doing Beatles songs is going to be great fun for me. But, you know, the only struggle is singing for that long.
Catheterized? Is that you getting medical assistance?
No, I've not looked into it at all. I need to.
I can't go 45 minutes without having a pee these days.
Yeah,
so 9 hours.
You're going to take the guitar to the toilet and stay mic'd up.
I hadn't thought of that either. I don't know.
Do that.
I mean, well, the thing is, because this is a challenge that I've set myself, I guess that means I can set my own rules. So I might as well say I can take as many breaks as I want. I can make as many mistakes as I want, as long as I can say by the end of the day that every Beatles song is, to the audience's satisfaction, ticked off.
Okay.
But I am allowed to go to the toilet.
Okay.
I think that's for everyone's interest.
I think that's fair. I think that's decent. You know, we don't want to be too hard on the lad. Just give everything else a little plug. Are you doing any other shows at the moment? You got stuff lined up?
I've got a tour at the moment taking around the country called Disgusting Songs for Revolting Children.
Oh.
So when I don't sing Beatles songs, I sing my own songs.
Okay.
And at the moment, I'm doing a child-friendly show.
Oh, mate, really? Tell me more. For what age kind of kids?
6+, although massive children are welcome too. Grown-ups without children come to my shows all the time. And my next gig that I'm aware of is in Dereham in Norfolk. But if you can check my website, jforman.co.uk, there's a list of all my upcoming shows on there.
Hang on a minute. I'm on your website.
Yeah, unfortunately, because the website is dedicated mostly to the Beatles, it means you have to scroll really
right
far down to find my live shows. But they're there.
Here we go. All right, well, listen, we have to find a gig to take out separate kids.
Yeah.
We have kids separately. We have to take to bring our kids along to this.
Oh, they would love that.
Because my boys love music. They love live music. We're getting Alan Caddick to speak to Jay, definitely. And all right, we'll go through this and we'll find. I'm going to find a date that we can come along and bring our kids.
Oh, brilliant.
So why a kids show though?
Well, I had
it's a great
show,
idea.
I had a show at the Fringe a few years ago that it wasn't a kids show, but it happened to be in the Pleasance Dome, in the venue that's normally used for children's shows.
Right.
And I had a lot of parents turning up and they said, you know what? It's such a shame you've got so much swearing in your show, because if it weren't for the swearing, in every other way, it looks like it could have been a really good children's show.
Yeah.
And I thought about it and I thought, oh, that's a good idea. So I went back the year after with a very similar show, but with the swearing taken out, and I called it Jay Foreman's Disgusting Songs for Revolting Children.
Beautiful.
And it was the most fun I'd ever had. And I sold a lot more CDs than ever before. So I thought, well, I guess I'm doing some children's shows now.
My kids, unfortunately, the age of 7 and 9, will be disappointed at the lack of swearing. They've just discovered swear words and they come up to me and go, Daddy, can I ask you, is F a swear word? I go, yes, F is a very big swear word. How would you use it in a sentence?
Yeah.
And I've told them.
My daughter said that
they're going to do it. They're going to do it properly.
My daughter said the other one had used the C word the other day.
Oh, yeah, I've had that.
Oh, wow. I mean, if the kids want to...
It was fine. It was crap.
Yeah, I know.
If your kids like swearing so much, they're more than welcome to come to my adult shows. Yeah. They're filth.
Because me and Kath, years and years ago, about 10 years ago, I was doing volunteer work at Great Ormond Street on Radio Lollipop. And it's basically, I was doing a phone-in show. I was doing this phone-in show, but for kids. And it was so funny. It was, honestly, it was hilarious. I found it funny anyway. And me and Kath have been talking for ages about, A, Dredger, you spoke to, actually, suggested, wouldn't it be great to do like a phone-in show for kids on a Saturday morning here? It would be great. It's probably never going to happen under the current regime, and that's fine. But then we were thinking, maybe we go and do a live show for kids.
We could do that.
Somewhere. But I still haven't quite worked out what it would be. But I think I would love to. Let's say hello to Alan, and then we're going to let you go, Jay. You've worked hard. Right. You've sweated for us. You've sung for us. Alan, you have managed to stay awake this time. You fell asleep yesterday.
I don't know what happened there, boss.
Yeah,
you fell asleep. You were breathing very deeply. Your eyes were closed.
We went to you after 15 minutes of you being on hold, and you were asleep. And then a weird alarm went off. You woke up and turned your phone off.
I thought you disconnected the call.
No, mate, you disconnected the call in your sleep.
Yeah. Sally told me what happened.
There we go. As long as Sally's keeping you up to date, your ex-lawyer, and I've noticed that she no longer wants to represent you for legal reasons, you're through to Jay Foreman. Would you like to ask him anything?
Well, not tonight, because I'm feeling a bit down.
Oh, no. Well, Jay, we're going to get one more song for you, maybe a song in a second that could help cheer Alan up, because the Beatles bring so much joy and love. But Alan, what's wrong?
I think I'm suffering from anxiety and depression.
Oh, my God! What a bombshell to drop on us! Dude, what's happened, brother?
Everything's going on top of me.
Oh, mate. OK, well, some practical stuff. How long has this been going on for?
I can't give a time because I've just dawned on me tonight.
OK, well, that's good that it's dawned on you. OK, it's dawned on you. But you, thinking back, you think maybe it's been going on for a little while?
Yeah.
OK. Could you make an appointment to go and have a chat with your doctor?
Well, I'm so busy. Been so busy looking after me, mum and dad. Just on top of me.
Yeah, I know, and I know your mum's not been very well. But
and my dad as well.
Oh, your dad as well, blimey. But here's the thing: carers have to look after themselves. Otherwise, they get ill and they can't care for the people they're caring for. So, do you think you could maybe phone the doctor tomorrow and get an appointment in?
Yeah, I could do that.
I think it would be good. It'd be nice to just phone them up, and you probably won't get an appointment for a few days. So, you know, and just allow yourself an hour to go off to the doctors and have a chat and tell them what you've told me and anything else that's worrying you. Can I let you into a secret, Alan?
Sure, boss.
You know, I've come off my pills.
Yeah.
I emailed my doctor today saying, can I go back on my pills, please? Life's hard. So I might go back on my pills.
I'm currently on my spiridone at the moment.
Okay. I don't know what that is, but go and have a chat with your doctor.
Yeah.
Okay. And he or she might offer you pills. They might offer you therapy. They might tell you to come back in a month and see if it's still going on. They might give you some other suggestions of things that you could do to help yourself. But yeah. I really appreciate you sharing it with us, Alan. That's a big thing to do, man.
Yeah, it's the same for you, Lord Nonsense.
No, it's fine. Listen, you know you can call us about anything you want. Would you like a Beatles song?
Yes, please.
Here we go. Have you got a Beatles song, Jay? Your last one of the night. To help cheer Alan up, who's not feeling too good.
I think I've got to finish with a nice, happy song.
Let's do it.
All you need is love.
Here we go, Alan.
All you need is love. All you need is love. Love. Love is all you need.
And possibly medication.
Alan, speak to the doctor and give us a call maybe later in the week, all right, ma'am?
I will, boss.
Take care, fella. Thank you very much. Jay, I love you.
So good.
Can you come back every night and just let us shout Beatles songs at you for 10 minutes, please?
Whenever you like.
It helps. We've had some tweets. Graham says, I have enough trouble remembering my own songs. Jay's brilliant. Can he come on every week? How is he doing that syllable thing you were doing earlier on? That's insane. That's the problem, Dave. I think there may be. Jayforeman.co.uk. JAYFOREMAN.co.uk. Go and have a look at the songs. There's loads of Beatles songs still left. Go and put your bid in. Me and Kath have put a bid in on Revolution Number 9, which is mean. It's mean, but we chuckled when we did it. We were sat there giggling.
I'm looking forward to that one because I do have a plan how I'm going to play it, but I don't want to spoil it until the day.
Oh, fantastic. Well, I saw someone asking as well on Twitter, are you going to stream it live? Is there a Periscope thing going on?
I definitely want to because there's a lot of people who are interested in it, but they can't make it to London to watch the show.
Yeah.
So I'm going to look into it. Okay. I'm hoping it's a simple case of me bringing my laptop along and pressing the stream button.
Yeah.
I will make it happen somehow.
Periscope on a mobile phone, dead easy. Just put it on a tripod, point it at you.
Oh, I could do, but then how will I check Twitter during the show?
Oh, mate! Let us know what you sort out and we'll give it a plug. And on Twitter, you are...
at Jay Foreman.
Beautiful. There you go, Jay. So nice to meet you, man.
Thank you, you too.
So much. We'll get you back in at some point. The show continues 03444991000. This is the Late Night Alternative on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.